This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Orzazi. We're coming to another episode of Rock Ramadan 2016, day 21. So, لازلنا مع موضوع العفو واسم الله العفو كما سألت عائشة رضي الله عنها النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بدعاء تقوله في هذه العشر الأواخر. قال لها يا عائشة قولي اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعفو عني. So we're still talking about the al-afu, the pardoning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Aisha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about a dua to be repeated in these final 10 days or in these 10 days of Ramadan or 10 nights of Ramadan, he said, Ya Aisha, say, O Allah, you are the oft-forgiving and you love to forgive, so forgive me, pardon my sins, al-afu. You know, the name of Allah al-afu is different than the name of Allah al-ghafur and al-ghafar al-tawwab. يختلف هذا الاسم اسم الله العفو عن اسم الله الغفور الغفار التواب التواب الذي يتوب عليك سبحانه وتعالى والغفور يغفر لسيئاتك والغفار لزلاتك سبحانه وتعالى أما العفو هو الذي يمحو الخطايا التواب he is the one who initiated توبة so that you can repent to Allah عز وجل. So the first is the initiation of something called repentance. And then comes Al-Ghafur, to forgive the sins. And Al-Ghaffar, to forgive even major sins. But these sins will still be there in your book of record. Although they're forgiven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels, still have those sins recorded in your book of records. رغم توبتك مثلا وغفران الله لك هؤلاء أو تلك المعاصي التي ارتكبتها لا زالت في ميزان حسناتك أو في ميزان سيئاتك السيئات لا زالت في الميزان لا زالت مكتوبة رغم أن الله عز وجل قد غفرها ولكن لا زالت مكتوبة يأتي اسم الله العفو هو الذي يمحو الخطايا يمحوها كليا حتى من الميزان أو من كتابك لن تجد هؤلاء السيئات لأن الله عز وجل محاها اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. So the name of Allah Al-Ghafur forgives and the Ghaffar forgive even you know greater sins. Tawab initiated the tawbah so that you can repent. But the name of Allah, but these sins still remain, comes the name of Allah, يعني they remain in your book of records, they're still there as sins. Comes the name of Allah Al-Afu, the one who in fact wiped out and erases the sins. They're no longer there. The other sins, they're there. Allah will show them to you in the day of judgment, although they've forgiven you. But these other sins, khalas, because you have used the name of Allah Al-Afu, afa anha, ya'ni mahaha. Allah Azza wa Jal erased them totally. You will not go into the hisab, you know, with regard to those sins. Allah Azza wa Jal will not hold you responsible about them. Not only that, even the angels, Allah will make them forget. Khalas, they're gone. This sayyat. This is why it is, you know, we ought to use this name of Allah Al-Afu, you know, in this blessed month of Ramadan, especially these last 10 days of Ramadan, for Allah to forgive our sins. استعملوا الله سبحانه أو استعملوا اسم الله العفو ليعفو عن سيئاتكم الذي يمحو الخطايا كليا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعفو عنا. Use this name of Allah العفو for your sins to be forgiven and wiped out and erased totally. May Allah عز وجل pardon your sins and the sins of your loved ones inshallah ta'ala. Until another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2016, I say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.